You're with SBS Radio.
Sinusuri ng legal team ni George Pell ang maaaring maisagawang hakbang na legal matapos mabigong apila nito sa Korte o Court of Appeals noong nakarang Miyerkules, 21 ng Agosto, kung saan pinagtibay ang naunang desisyon ng Korte na guilty o may sala. Halos natitiyak ang sunod na hakbang kung saan ihahain ang kaso sa mataas na kapulungan, ngunit tila mahirap na makumbinsi ang korteng kunin at dingningin muli ang kaso. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Gloria Kalash na isalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Nabigo si George Pell sa kanyang apila nung nakaraan sa Court of Appeals ng Victoria kung saan nagdesisyon ng 2 sa 3 hukom na ipagtibay ang naunang desisyong na sentensyahan siyang mabilanggo. Ang huli niyang pag-asa para iapila ang desisyon ay ang sa mataas na hukuman. Ngunit ayon sa dalubhasa sa batas, Professor Jeremy Gans mula Monash University, kahit pa magdesisyon ng korte na isaalang-alang ang kaso, magiging mahaba ang proseso.
They're entirely at the mercy of whichever judges are given the job of deciding whether to take this case or not. That's the part that's so difficult for Pell. As well as that, even if they take the case, that's still a long way from the winning the case. The court could take the case and then say the Court of Appeal got it right.
Yan ang tinig ni Professor Jeremy Gans mula Monash University. Kailangang magbigay ng mabigat at matibay na pangangatwira ng legal team ni George Pell upang isaalang-alang ng korte ang apila. Ayon kay Professor Gans, maaaring maging sabihin muli sa korte kung ano ang mga maaaring legal na implikasyon matapos ang apila.
Could take a specific issue. It could look for an issue that's going to matter in future cases, not just this one. Pell's best chance is to convince the court that what he says went wrong in this case could go wrong in other cases as well, and it would be better for the High Court to fix this problem now.
Patuloy na ginigit ni George Pell na wala siyang kasalanan. At mayroong mga patuloy na naghahatid ng suporta sa kanya, tulad ng Archbishop of Melbourne, Peter Comensoli.
I believe in what he said to me on many occasions that he is innocent, and I continue to be really quite shocked with all of how things have developed.
Ngunit hindi rin niya pinagdududahan ng biktima.
And I also believe that the man who has come forward to share his story of abuse in the setting of the church.
Yan ang tinig ng Archbishop of Melbourne, Peter Comensoli. Para sa mga Katoliko, marami ang nagsasabi na hindi nakaapekto ang naging kaso sa kanilang paniniwala at pananampalataya.
Certainly not my faith, no. Your faith is within you.
Wouldn't change my perception or my belief. That wouldn't stop me going to a church.
Patuloy na sinusuportahan ng Vatican ang pinakamatandang miyembro ng simbahang Katoliko na gamitin ang lahat ng mga legal na paraan upang magawa o masolusyunan ito. Bago isagawa ang sarili nitong canon law investigation na magsusuri kung dapat siyang tanggalin sa pagkapari. Sinabi ng Wall Street Journal correspondent para sa Vatican, Francis Roca, maraming dapat isaalang-alang.
Well, that would be the ultimate penalty. That would be the worst penalty they could impose. Yeah. So it could well come to that, and also him resigning or being removed from the College of Cardinals.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.